Chapter 2. So it's like kind of homophobic of Batman to constantly beat up the gayest criminals around. What is he, a cop? Bernard can't help looking over his shoulder, and behind the couch, and under the bed, for the next few days, half expecting Superman to materialize from thin air to demand why Bernard, well, just why? Why, Bernard? Why? He does not find Superman. He finds bugs in the lampshade, bugs in the baseboards, and bugs under the nightstand. They're small, barely thicker than his fingernail, and by the time Bernard has searched his family's apartment inch by inch, the pile of bugs has grown to 26. It's such an odd number, 26. Really, Bernard says, pacing in little circles as he talks on the Discord call. I'd feel so much better if I found a big round number's worth of bugs, like 30, or 70, or 169.
That's not a round number, Superboy says.
At least, Bernard thinks this is what Superboy says. It's a little hard to understand him through the fuzz of a bad connection. Ironic how Metropolis has some of the best 5G in the nation, but their poster child superhero can barely get through on a Discord call. I know, Bernard says. But it sounds good, doesn't it? What does 26 sound like? Not enough.
You're panicking, Superboy says. You don't need to worry. Neither of my fathers would bother bugging you, so you probably have an unrelated stalker.
On that cheerful note, Superboy ends the Discord call. Discord direct messages. Alvin and Bernard. Alvin, my boss is driving me insane. Bernard, I to jinx someone's de-talking me. Bernard, OMG no! Sad face emoji. What did he do this time? Alvin, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Alvin, elaborate. Bernard, your thing sounds more important. Alvin, hello? Alvin, who is stalking you? Alvin, what's their at? Bernard, IDK, there's a bunch of bugs in my apartment and I thought maybe it was Superman, but then I called Superboy and he said neither of his fathers would bug me, so I have a stalker and I'm freaking out because what do you mean? Fathers, plural, who's the other dad? Is Superman trans? Is Superman married to a trans man? Does Superman have a baby with a woman only for her to tragically die? And then a handsome, urgent man repaired Superman's broken heart and Superboy thinks of him as his dad? And also both Superman and his husband are trans? Alvin is typing. Alvin, why is this what you're worried about? Bernard. Because I'd much rather ponder whether Superman is a transgender king than the fact that I'm being stalked. Alvin, fair enough, LMFAO. Alvin, can I see what the bugs look like? Bernard, a picture of the stack of bugs. Alvin is typing. Alvin, sorry, GTG, I promise I'll take care of this. Alvin, first I gotta go kill my boss. The problem, Tim reflects, is that Bruce isn't in the wrong. If a random person on the internet were posting weird shit on the internet about his boy best friend, and then the weird shit started getting a little too accurate, with reference photos to boot, Tim would probably stalk them too. But 26 bugs. Seriously, Bruce?
To manipulate the fear in others, you must first master your own, Bruce mumbles.
Too entranced by his paint-by-acrylics dots kit, Bruce does not so much as look up at Tim. Tim should have known convincing Bruce to get a hobby outside of vigilantism was a mistake. We agreed 2 years ago, Tim says. The murky world of Justice League and Gotham RPF is my territory, and the villain roleplay forums are yours. Why are you bugging my guy, Bruce?
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, Bruce says, dotting bright blue paint onto the page.
Bruce. Bruce looks up from his dot painting. He has a smear of bright yellow paint on his nose, which Tim would point out if he weren't feeling petty.
All men have limits, Bruce says. They learn what they are and not to exceed them. Real Bernie Sanders must learn to ignore his.
Tim should have let Bruce depression spiral his way off a cliff. YouTube. Real Bernie Sanders. Legal disclaimer. This is all in good fun, and I swear I don't actually believe Lex Luthor and the Joker made sweet love under the light of an artificial red sun. Please stop sending cease and desist emails. Videos. What's Superman really hiding behind that cape? The truth behind his apple pie eyes. Uploaded 2 hours ago. Superman and Lex Luthor's torrid affair. Real, not clickbait. I've always wanted to call something torrid. Uploaded 1 day ago. The Penguin goes to the zoo to challenge the penguins to ritual combat. Found footage, totally not Five Guys in cosplay. Uploaded 1 month ago. Superboy's phone. You have 17 missed calls from Flex Blooper. Voicemail. You have one unread message from Flex Blooper. Message begins.
Superboy, answer your damn phone. Why are there pictures circulating on the internet of you as a one-day-old clone banging on my head like a bongo drum? I know you're responsible for this. You better be prepared to say goodbye to your precious 3DS. I gave that to you with the expectation that you would stay focused on the mission.
Message deleted. You have no new messages. Before Lex created Superboy, there were 61 previous attempts. Lex deemed them inferior for many reasons, such as organs prone to melting and skin that didn't quite keep its shape. The last few prototypes Lex rejected because the eyes were not Superman's unnatural shade of blue. If I may, sir, one of the scientists said, as all the other scientists frantically waved their arms and mouthed, "You may not." It seems as if we are no longer worried about the long-term stability of the model and more concerned with obsessing over Superman's eyes. The blue is adequate, sir. No one saw that scientist ever again. On the day that K0N-62 first opened his eyes, the scientists realized Lex was right. The blue of the previous models would never have sufficed. K0N-62's and Superman's eyes match, shade for shade. It was the blue of the sky, still before the storm. It was the blue of Neptune, cold and bright and deep. It was too blue, to the point that the scientists could barely meet the prototype's gaze. It's a pity, one scientist whispered. I was hoping we wouldn't get it right until K0N-69.
Why? K0N-62 asked.
The scientist floundered.
Yes, please, Lex said. Explain to my one-hour-old clone what's so significant about the number 69.
The scientist said. Lex held out his hand. K0N-62 took it, staring up at Lex with wide, trusting eyes, not unlike the gaze one Clark Kent fixed upon Lex some years ago. Not that Lex cared about Clark, or ruminated upon what could have been, or furiously jerked himself off the evenings after a certain Midwestern reporter asked him a few too many probing questions. Lex did not experience such lowly things as distractions, whether those distractions be the thoughts and feelings of others, or the sad cow eyes of a rural hick. In his time in a certain small town in Kansas, may it be struck from the official record, Lex learned that most blue-eyed cows have bovine arthritis, which stems from a bacteria caused by moldy feed and bedding. That was all Clark Kent was, a diseased cow who was so poor he could only afford moldy food and mildewed sheets. You're perfect, Lex told K0N-62. K0N considered this, then nodded. I'm perfect, he agreed. And you're fired, Lex said over his shoulder to the scientist, as he led K0N-62, Superboy, off into a bright and beautiful future. Archive of Our Own. Superman Sucks by Icon62. No archive warnings apply. Lex Luthor / his own reflection. Relationship. Lex Luthor / stupidity. Relationship. Lex Luthor complains how much Superman sucks. He's a danger to the planet, Lex howls as he drills holes into the earth and injects the mantle with Nesquik chocolate milk. He's a danger to us all.